Millions of students attend school each day, many of whom are LGBTQ. You think this means schools are a welcoming and safe environment for these students, but the reality is the opposite. Schools often teach very little about LGBTQ people in history, and LGBTQ students are often mistreated by both students and staff. I'm sure I don't have to explain the concept of bullying, but I should explain the staff part of that statement. Schools have been caught enforcing hidden rules against same-gender couples attending prom, transgender students using the bathroom for the gender they identify as, and the list goes on. What's even more infuriating is the fact that in most cases, these schools face little to no consequences. On the contrary, there are many schools that do what they can to help LGBTQ students, so let's not focus on the bad and instead focus on inclusivity for them. First off, more schools are working towards stopping the use of anti-LGBTQ language. This type of language could range from using gay or queer as insult to straight up using slurs. Either way, this is not a good look for our schools, and we should take actual action to stop it. Schools should also take more action to protect their transgender students. For example, always respecting students' chosen names and pronouns and making sure that their students do the same. Schools should also do more for their non-binary students, such as having more gender-neutral bathrooms or using more gender-neutral language. For example, Welcome Scholars is much more inclusive than Welcome Ladies and Gentlemen, since plenty of students within our schools do not fit into that binary. As I have mentioned before, there are plenty of transgender students among our LGBTQ students, one of which you'll hear from in just a second.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the first question I have is, how have you been treated differently than other students by your fellow students in your school?
Okay. Well, in college, I've really not been treated very differently. I am lucky to go to a school in college that treats me the same. But in high school, I was not always treated the same. Sometimes I would have to use restrooms that did not correlate with my gender identity, like everybody else got to use. And other times I would be told I didn't have a bathroom to use if we were on a school field trip. And that would be really upsetting because everybody else has right to use the bathroom on a school trip. Does that answer the question?
Yes, it answers the question. Quite clearly, actually. So, do you think that your school should give more representation to LGBTQ students?
Yes, I think now in college, even though people aren't treated differently, I think there's a lack of representation in faculty and the student body of LGBT people. And of the issues, and some of the classes could have more focus on LGBT history and LGBT issues, especially in political science and the classes focusing on law and policy.
Okay, so you've mentioned that your college was more supportive than your high school, right?
Yeah.
So how has that support helped you along the way?
Well, the support of the college has been really institutional. There's policies that have been in place long before I arrived at my school, which is George Washington University. And that has made my life so much easier. Instead of having to fight for something I need, it's just there. So instead of having to get a policy to be put in place, I just walk into the office and everybody knows how to be a person who is like myself, like a trans person. And I find that makes my life so much easier. And instead of being a 24/7 advocate, I can just be a student and I can just be a young adult and I can be here to learn instead of teaching others all the time.
So even with that support, with how the earth is, there's still people that are like terrible towards you, right? So how has that like impacted your emotional and mental health?
Well, as I've gotten older, the effect of being trans has really become less and less. I've noticed that, and I think people notice this as they grow up, that people stop paying attention to other people as much, and people stop being as much as bullies and stop caring as much about what other people are doing. So I notice a lot less respect of being trans. Nobody comes up and says anything to me about it anymore, and a lot more people have been educated on it since I've been in high school. So I've noticed the day-to-day impact on my life is much less than it used to be.
Okay, that pretty much covers almost everything I wanted to ask you. There's still one more question. What was your experience like before you were out compared to now?
Well, that's a world of difference. Before I was out, I wasn't able to live my truth, and therefore I was closed off to the world. I didn't necessarily know that I was being closed off. But looking back, I now understand that because I wasn't being my authentic self, I was not able to bring my entire, I was not able to bring my best self to others every day. And because of that, I wasn't happy, I wasn't a good friend, I wasn't the best person I could be. And after I transitioned, after I became comfortable with who I was as a person and who I was as a man, I have really grown and become a more contributing member of society, a better friend, and just an all-around better person.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for...
Of course. I will spell my name for you because it's usually pretty typical in an interview. My name is Henry Burke Brousseau, HENRYBERGBROUSSEAU, and it's pronounced Henry Burke Brousseau.
Okay, thank you, Henry.